Suriyadagi bir necha yillik urush va Islomiy davlat terror guruhi AQSh tashqi siyosatida eng yuqori o'rinda turgan muammolar. Respublikachilar va demokratlar yondashuvi bir-biridan tubdan farq qiladi. Maqsad mushtarak xolos. Urush tugashi kerak. Islomiy davlat yo'q qilinishi kerak.
We need a toughness, we need strength. We're not respected as a nation anymore. We don't have that level of respect that we need.
Respublikachi nomzod Donald Trump dediki, keskin qarorlar qabul qilib kuchli qadamlar tashlash kerak. Bizni hozir hech kim hurmat qilmay qo'ygan dedi u. Mana shu hurmatni tiklamasak, zaiflashib boraveramiz. Hech kim bizga quloq solmay qo'ygan. Bunga yo'l qo'ymaslik kerak dedi u.
And if we don't get it back fast, we're just going to go weaker, weaker and just disintegrate. We can't allow that.
Yana bir konservativ nomzod, Texas shtatidan senator Ted Cruz dediki,
Right now Obama is launching between 15 and 30 air attacks a day. It is photo op foreign policy.
Hozir Obama ma'muriyati kuniga 15-30 marta havodan nishonga olmoqda. Islomiy davlatga nisbatan shu ham choramami? Havo hujumlarini kengaytirish kerak. Kurdlarga yordamni oshirib, qattiq zarba berish kerak. O'ldirish kerak ularni, dedi u.
We need to be fighting and killing ISIS where they are.
Florida shtatidan senator Marco Rubio respublikachi nomzodlardan yana biri.
Airstrikes are a key component of defeating them, but they must be defeated on the ground by a ground force.
Havo hujumlari muhim albatta, deydi u. Lekin terrorchilarni yerdan turib daf qilish kerak. Piyoda qo'shin tortish lozim. Sunni arablar bu ishni bajarishi kerak. Harakatni asosan ular o'zlari olib borsin, deydi Rubio.
And that ground force must be primarily made up of Sunni Arabs themselves.
Arbob fikricha, Bashar al-Assad hokimiyatdan ketishi shart. Cruz va boshqalar nazarida bu ikkilamchi masala. Demokrat nomzod Hillary Clinton Islomiy davlatga qarshi qattiqroq choralar ko'rish tarafdori. Biroq uningcha AQSh bu urushga ko'p qo'shin safarbar etmasligi kerak.
They want American troops back in the Middle East. They want American soldiers on the ground fighting them.
Terroristlar qo'shinimiz Yaqin Sharqqa qaytishini xohlaydi, deydi u. Bu ularga har tomonlama qo'l keladi. Yuzma-yuz urush istaydi ular. Odam yollash ham osonlashadi, chunki AQSh bosib oldi yana degan bahona bo'ladi.
Giving them many more targets and giving them a great recruiting opportunity.
Clinton Assad ketishi shart desa, Vermont shtatidan senator, demokrat nomzod Bernie Sanders Suriyada rahbar yangilanishi shart emas deydi.
It is not Assad who was attacking the United States. It is ISIS. And ISIS is attacking France. And attacking Russian airliners.
Assad Qo'shma Shtatlarga tahdid solayotgani yo'q, dedi Sanders. Islomiy davlat solmoqda. Fransiyada xuruj qildi. Rossiya samolyotini urib tushirdi. Asosiy maqsadimiz uni yo'q qilish bo'lishi lozim. Ya'ni Islomiy davlat yanchilsin, dedi Sanders.
The major priority right now in terms of our foreign and military policy should be the destruction of ISIS.
Terrorizm xalqini eng ko'p xavotirga solayotgan masala. Nomzodlar buni biladi, deydi tahlilchi Jon Fortier.
Where they think it could come to America when they see ISIS beheading Americans or the attacks in Paris or in San Bernardino, then it becomes a more real issue. And I think that's what some Republicans are seizing on.
Terrorchilar Amerikada ham katta xurujlar qilishi mumkin. Islomiy davlat amerikaliklarning kallasini oldi, Parijni xonavayron qildi. San Bernardino shahrimizda odamlarni o'ldirdi. Ana sizga vahima, dedi ekspert. Respublikachilar fursatdan foydalanadi albatta, dedi u. Odatda amerikalik saylovchi uchun iqtisod birlamchi masala bo'lib kelgan. Lekin hozirda ommaviy so'rovlarda odamlar xavfsizlik eng muhimi demoqda. Navbahor Imomova, Washington.